Hey everyone, this is Donna Fox. Yes, I am live. I'm back. And what a trip it's been. I've got to tell you, I am so glad to be back on the air with you live. So ready to take your questions tonight, and I know there are a lot of them. But let me just tell you what's been happening for the last couple of weeks. First of all, I'm just going to kind of do it in chronological order. I had a wonderful speaking engagement at the ARE in Manhattan. There was a lot of people that showed up and were there, and I want to say hello to all those people who are listening from that. And then from the ARE, I was actually able to, the reason I was in New York, because my son got married that weekend, and so I want to say a mazel tov and a great congratulations and a happy miracle life to Brian and Becky on their new journey together as man and wife. And then I went on to San Diego. I got literally came home for a day or two, and not even, and got on a plane, went to San Diego, and went, as you know, if you were listening, on this wonderful trip on the whales. And we saw three beautiful blue whales and hundreds and hundreds of dolphins that just came to our boat because I went on a dolphin trip with my friend Rayon. And she's having actually another one on September 6th. Or maybe she already had it. Oh, well, she's probably going to have another one. And then I went on. I literally came home from that, and I went on to an Akashic Record Consultants International board meeting in Chicago. And that was wonderful, and I want to say hello to all my sisters of the Akasha at that board meeting. And I want to mention, too, that if you are interested in learning more about the Akashic Records, you can take classes from me, or you can go up to the Akashic Record Consultants International website, which is akashicrecordconsultantsinternational.org, and see who's in your area, what teachers in your area are teaching the Akashic Records. So we are an international organization, and of which I am a founding member and a board member. And just want to mention something about Akashic Record Consultants International. We're having a wonderful conference in Odessa, Texas, and that is going to be on the 17th and 18th of October. I do want to mention, though, that there is also a level one going to be taught there and a professional level two. So if you're near Texas or you feel like taking a ride to Odessa, that would be a great thing. Also want to mention that we're having a level one, and I'm producing or offering a level one in Pittsburgh the first weekend in October. Oh, boy, that's a lot of stuff coming up, isn't it? And then, of course, we have the Universal Light Expo coming up in October. But I'll tell you more about that anyway. And I have another wonderful thing to express and be happy about. My youngest son, Stephen, just became engaged this weekend. So Stephen and Aaron, mazel tov and much luck on your new life together. And we don't know when that wedding's going to be exactly yet. Those plans are still up, but we went to mention a wonderful thing. And then the reason I'm mentioning this is because there's so much to be thankful for. There's so many wonderful things to be happy about and thankful for and blessings for. And next weekend, I'm going to be with my daughter and my sons and my children and grandchildren at my daughter's. She's going to be dedicating a building that she spearheaded of the fundraising, the $2.5 million building that is for the Hillel organization, and we're real excited about that. So, and then there's my birthdays in September, so I'm even happier about that. Okay, enough about me and what my life has been like. But let's talk tonight. We have some interesting things coming up, and interestingly enough, we have an interesting day coming up. We have September 9th, 2009 coming up on Wednesday. So it's 9-9, and you could probably say 09. But I will tell you what's interesting about that is that it's also an 11. So it's a powerful day. It's an extremely powerful day. And And the reason it's an 11, if you look at all the numbers, if you add the numbers up, it's a 9 for September, a 9 for the date, and then 2009 make the 11. And so when you add the 9 plus the 9, it makes an 18. And that, if you add the 2, you get a 20. And then you add the 9, you get the 29. And if you add the 29 together, you still make an 11. Now, what's also interesting, if you just wanted to do the 3 9s and forget about the 2, which kind of messes up your vibration, if you will. It's not being a total vibration there. But what's important is that's still a 9. The 20, so the 999 is a 27, which still makes a 9. Now, let's take a look at what 9s are. Now, I am not a numerologist, and had I been thinking a little bit more ahead, I probably would have had my friends who are numerologists on the phone. But if there's any numerologists out there that would like to share anything, that'd be great. But 9 is a powerful number. It's one of the things that you'll notice that of my classes and even my consultations, everything ends in a 9, and one of the reasons, or they add up to a 9, and one of the reasons 9s are important to me is because 9s are meaningful for mastership and completion. And so it's always my intention or my intention that my clients will become masters of their own lives, and they always feel complete with the information that's given. So I find it interesting that we have this date coming up. Now, some people have actually sent, I've heard that they have a negative connotation to this, and I think that's so interesting because, you know, they're saying that it's upside down sixes, but even if it's, now I just want you to notice something. Even if it was an upside down six and there was 3 sixes, that still equals an 18, which ends up to be a 9. So the 9s are without any more question, is about completion and mastership. Now, we can choose to look at all things in a positive and negative way, but from a point of significance, you know, there's much information, I'm sure if you went up to Google or Bing or whatever, you'd find something about that. But there's actually the idea that some people think that 9 is the number of death, and that is not the connotation I get. It's, again, it has more to do with completion. So I want you to really look at the idea that there's a part of you that is completing on that day. There is a finality to things that are happening in your life that you can be done with, that anything that you're holding on to, that you're ready to release, can be released and transmuted that day. You can literally be reborn in a way that suggests that you can be whole, whole, again, and that the way to move into that is between now and then, get very clear about what you want to release, what you want to move forward from. And what I'm also hearing from the record keepers is that last week when I was in Chicago and I found myself in a situation where I wasn't going to be able to do the program live, the record keepers gave me the date of April 12th, and they said, run the program from April 12th. And I thought, okay, April 12th. And I happened to look at my calendar, and April 12th was Easter. And I said, why? What is this about Easter? And the reason for last week's program being a rerun around Easter is in preparation, and you know, sometimes you have to trust when you work with the records. You just have to trust with it. And I, to the best of my ability, I trust as much as I possibly can. I, you know, sometimes you're as a human, you can only trust so much, and then you start doubting yourself. But as much as I possibly can, I always trust what they tell me. And obviously, I trusted that last week was April 12th, and I actually forgot what the program was about, other than it was mentioned that from a friend of mine that it was about resurrection. And the record keeper said, it's about resurrection. And I went, okay. But I don't know what it was. I don't know specifically what it was about with resurrection. But now what they're telling me is that last week was a preparation for this week. And the reason that's important is because if you are preparing to move into a completion, if you're moving into a situation of gathering information or gathering, what they're saying is a personal inventory. You want to create a personal inventory of the things that you want to transmute, you want to complete, if you will. Now, what does that mean, complete? It doesn't mean that, and this is what the record keepers are saying, is the completion has to do with the intention of being complete, so that it's about creating a list of things that you have an intention to be complete with, and to allow that completion to move into your field so that the ease of being complete with that which no longer serves you falls away. So that doesn't mean that you have to feel guilty for what you, quote-unquote, have not completed, but that you want to be complete with. It means that you have to make a list of the things that you want to be done with, and move into a place of surrender and allowing that the universe, that spirit, that creator God, that source will move into your space, and in harmony allow that which you are willing, now there's that word, willing to be complete with, to fall away. So what is it that you are willing to be complete with? What are you willing to release that no longer serves you in your life? Now, I'm sure people are going to say debt. I don't want to be in debt anymore. I want to release the debt. But the issue is it's not releasing the debt so much as releasing the worry of the debt and surrendering that debt to God. It's about surrendering the worry. You see, because the more you worry about something, the more negativity you draw to you. So it's about surrendering your guilt, surrendering your worry, surrendering your frustration, and it's about surrendering the habits that you have that no longer serve you. And those habits that have made you feel guilty, that have created shame in your life, it's about surrendering the shame in your life to be able to transcend and move into a space of glory, a space of grace. It's about surrendering yourself to the healing of that which no longer serves you without analyzing what it is. You know, we spend so much time wanting to know why. We want to analyze everything. And sometimes wanting to know why is important. And sometimes finding out why truly doesn't serve us, because all it does is remind us of either what we didn't do, what we should have done, or what we could have done, or what someone didn't do or someone did do. There are times in our life that releasing that which no longer serves you without analyzing is the way to move into your own purity and back to your innocence. And so it's this time. So today is the 6th. And notice we have 3 days. Today's the end of the 6th if you live in the Eastern time zone. But, so you have the 7th and you have the 8th. And it will truly serve you to move into a space of surrender and releasing that which no longer serves, to bring it to completion and have the intention of being complete with it. So let's say you have procrastination is one of your issues. I can certainly identify with that. But so let's say that is. And let's say that there are things that you have been putting off that you know that you have to do and that you have to resolve. If you can resolve them between now and the 9th, great. If they are too big for you to resolve, then it's important that you begin something in that resolution. Part of that something is putting it on a list of what you're willing to release. But it's about moving and having some movement towards that resolution, towards that completion before the 9th. Because the energy on the 9th is there, it's a cleansing energy. It's there to sweep things clean. And it's about moving into a new phase of beingness. It's a time for us to relinquish fear and bring forth our knowingness of our wholeness. It's absolutely key that in the next few years that we move into our love of self and being complete within ourselves. It's absolutely key that we begin to do everything possible to be able to feel totally and completely comfortable in our skins by loving every aspect of our life. And that's a big chunk. However, if we take things one step at a time, and this is the beginning step, our wholeness, our W-H-O-L-E, wholeness, can be in completion. We can be complete, if you will, by 2012. And the reason why we want to take so much time is because there are layers and layers and lifetimes that we have brought forward into this life that need to be, in some cases, not everybody, but in some cases, that need to be neutralized, need to be forgiven, need to be released without analyzing what's going on. And that takes total surrender. You see, when something negative happens to you, what's important is to release the negative charge. It's not about letting somebody off the hook. It's about releasing the negative charge. And when you release the negative charge, you are able to look at the total picture in a way of being able to see the gift of the wounding. And so these next few days, it's going to be absolutely essential that we move into that surrender. You have to understand, too, that the number 9 represents the wholeness. It represents the whole of existence. It represents everything of who we are, who we have been. It's the ending and the beginning all at once. So so I really would like you to look at it that way, rather than in a way that is anything negative or anything that would be scary or defeatist, because it's gift. When we notice things like that, it's a gift. We have to release our judgment of self and move into the completeness of who we are. And notice that there's something biblical about the number. The number 9 in the Bible, I want to say, is a 3 times 3, the product of divine completeness. And so we want to be able to be willing to be complete with what we need. So if there's anyone out there that needs some help with being complete with something, that needs help with moving into making their list of what they no longer need, I invite you to give me a call. You can call me about that. You can talk about just about anything you want tonight. We're kind of a free-form night here. You can call me worldwide. This is a toll-free number. It's 888-228-4494. So I'm here. And the email is info@akashicwisdom.com. So you can email me your questions. And my computer is up finally and working. It's a little slow to connect, but it's on its way to connect. So I'm looking forward to getting your email questions and maybe even some. I haven't logged into the site, so I don't know my email yet if there's questions waiting or not. But I'd love to talk to anyone who would like to talk. And even if you want to talk about the whales, the dolphins from last week, please feel free to give a call. I also want to make a comment and send out a blessing of light and love to my friend Catherine Taylor. Catherine lost her mom last week, but it was such a beautiful time for her and her mom. It was truly her completeness with her mother and her mother's completeness with this world. And it was a beautiful thing to behold. Her mom was 93. And so I just want to say, I want to send lots of light and love to Catherine and her family and to her mom, to Gladys. Blessings on your life and blessings on your way. So we want to send lots of love out there to you. So let's talk about the upcoming workshop, if you want to. We're going to talk about Pittsburgh. Let's talk about Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, we are doing a level 1 workshop where you learn how to access your own Akashic records. You will learn, and that's, by the way, in October, and that would be October 3rd and 4th. And October 3rd and 4th, the workshop is from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and if that is of interest to you, you'd like to give me a call. You can call me privately about that at 216-691-1233. That's my private number, and that is available to anyone who would like to either schedule an individual consultation or learn more about the Akashic Records workshops that are coming up. So look forward to hearing from you on that. But the workshop consists of learning how to, like I said, access your Akashic records. We use a special prayer to open up the Akashic records, and the prayer is a vibrational key. And there's a certain attunement that happens during the workshop that is very precious and very special. It's a very unique attunement that happens during that workshop, and it's an energetic field that you are I'm hearing two words. It's an energetic field that you're not only ushered into, but you're sanctioned into. You are divinely led into the field of the Akasha in a deep way that to such a deep extent that the work of the Akasha truly isn't for everyone. It's the work of the Akasha is really for people who want to move into working with themselves and going deeper and understanding more about their life. And what happens in the group, there's an actual energy, a specific energy in each group. And each group has its own energy. And we answer questions through the Akasha. So by the end of the workshop, the end of the 2 days, you not only know how to access your own personal Akashic records, but you know how to use that energy in every area of your life. You know how to use the energy of the Akasha to expand your creativity. You know how to use the energy of the Akasha to heal relationships. You know how to work with the energy of the Akasha on how to understand what would be, you know, how to work with finding out your right livelihood, and so and more. So there's deep underlying meanings that are that come forth through the exercises, because the exercises that come forth from the workshops are individual to the group. This is not a cookie cutter type of workshop, because even though there's a manual, each group creates its own energy, and that energy is so important for the learning of the group. And the masters, teachers, and loved ones, and lords of the Akasha are there. And it's not about channeling. You know, a lot of people think that we're channeling the information, and that's not true, because it's not about anything or any being, if you will, entering us. It's really more about shifting our energy and the energy around us so that we are able to access the information. So the information becomes available to us. And that's something that's very important. And it's through working in a group with a certified teacher then where you can ask questions, where you can have the personal touch of moving into a specific area of your life that you may need help with. And so going to an actual workshop with a teacher is absolutely key. So that's why I mentioned you're looking to learn more about the Akashic Records, please go up to the ARCHI site, which is Akashic Record Consultants International .org. I've got to actually get my classes up there, but for teachers in your area, or if you're looking for my classes, then you need to call me directly, and I will email you a schedule of my classes as they're coming up. And so that's what I want to tell you. So let's give me a call. Let's talk about this 999. Let's talk about your life. Let's talk about questions about what can we do to create a better life so that we can better prepare for our time on this planet. And we just want you to be able to be happy. You know, one of the interesting things about working with the Akasha is that we can actually ask questions like, the question that's coming forward is what do I need to know about trust? Or what do I need to know about joy? Or how can I learn to trust myself more? Or what is the core issue underlying I'm trying to get the right question here. And the record keepers are about to give it to me. What is the core issue around attracting and maintaining a healthy, loving relationship? Or how do I move into financial prosperity? What do I need to know about financial prosperity and my ability to attract and maintain it. And so there's so many different things that we can learn with the Akasha. And so if that's of interest to you, you can even call and ask about that. So this is all about calling and talking to me. And let me give you that number again. And I know there's folks out there that have questions, so I want you to wake up and live and call in this number. It's 888-228-4494. Okay, I'm having a little bit of trouble with my computer, so you're going to have to call rather than email tonight. My computer is becoming a little stubborn. I'm not being able to connect with the email site that I want to. So that's important for me to understand what you would like to do. So call me, and we will talk. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more here about spiritual counseling and spiritual support and using your spiritual gifts and how you can move to your highest level of spiritual practices and what's coming forward now is a message that would be very important for those people who are looking to move into their power as a healer. First, the word or title or label healer carries a lot of baggage with it, carries a lot of energy of old days gone by. And the reason that's important to understand is that when a person takes on the mantle to be a vehicle of healing, they are the vehicle. They are not even necessarily the instrument. They are the vehicle. And the reason that's important for people to know, not only the practitioner, but the client, is that it's the partnership, okay? The partnership of the divine energy and the partnership of the facilitator, the healing facilitator. So it's the partnership of the client with the facilitator and the partnership between the facilitator and source energy. And it's also the partnership between the client and source energy. And so you have a few multiple layers going on here. And that when a person considers themselves a healer, there are some people who walk away or shy away from that label because for them it has ego in it. And so, and there's also the aspect of feeling responsible for the outcome of the client. And what's important about not feeling responsible for the outcome of the client is because what you are is literally a vehicle. You create and hold the state of the divine healing energy. Make it possible or bring it forward for those who are not yet able to hold the state themselves. what happens within that environment is literally between the client and the divine. What you do is hold the state of the energy for it to manifest. And what's also important is that as a facilitator of healing energy, if you will, or a vehicle of holding the state of a healing of the healing energy, it's important to understand that you don't have to be aware of what the contract is with the person and why they are healing or why they're not healing. The same goes for you. You as a healer may have issues that you cannot resolve, and therefore you feel uncomfortable saying that you're not, can't heal yourself, or therefore how can you heal someone else? And what's important for you to understand there is that if you want to understand what your contract is, you need to go to your guidance and understand what your contract is about why you're not healing certain things. It's nobody else's business why you don't heal your own personal issues, but it's your business. You don't have to share that with anyone else. And that's real important. I mean, you can, of course, if you'd like, but it's not, the idea here is that it's about not judging the messenger. There are many people out there that are very imperfect, yet they do very profound work. Now, what I'm talking about here is really about you not judging your ability or the success of your healing. It's more about you moving into the love of receiving the healing energy and feeling deserving of that energy. And many times that whole dance is the whole purpose of why we're here. The whole dance of why we're here and why we have a hard time receiving that healing has to do with self-love. And when we're dealing with self-love, we as facilitators of healing energy are constantly still working on it, and we are models for our clients. So there's something to be said about certain people being better vehicles than others around holding the healing energy. That's true. But it really has more to do with you as a client. Who do you feel comfortable with when you're working with someone? And so if, in fact, you're involved with someone who is a healer or considers themselves a healer, you have to be very clear that you feel in total alignment with that person. And if you don't, you need to shift your energy and move on to someone else. Because it's not an advantageous thing for you or for that person to work with that person if you don't feel aligned with them. So just want you to consider that, okay? Just want you to consider all of that. Now, I wanted to, there was something, I finally got up to my, there was the number, oh boy, my computer is really giving me a hard time, so you guys got to call me. Otherwise, I got nothing to talk about, and I'll sign off. So you better call me quick if you're going to. That's all I can say. That's because the messages I'm getting right now is that there's people out there that have questions, and you need to call in now. And that number is 888-228-4494. And yes, I'm talking to you. So pick up the phone and call in now. Otherwise, we're going to have a very short show. Okay? There's a question, actually a question here on email about the number 13, since we're talking about numbers. And for whatever reason, I'm not a numerologist, so I think this is a good question for somebody who is in numerology. So if there's somebody out there who wants to answer this question, that's great. But what the question is, what is behind the number 13? Some hotels skip the number 13, no floor 13. And so this particular listener wants to know about the number 13. Now, the history of the 13 that's coming forward from the records is that there were... it actually, what I'm hearing is it has to do with the number of disciples. It has to do with the number of, that originally there were 13 disciples of Jesus. And when one betrayed Jesus is when, so that's the number 13. That's part of the number 13. And there's a combination as a vibration of that number 13. Do you have a caller? Okay. We'll continue this in a little bit. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, Donna. This is Lucy. Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Lucita. Glad you called in.
Hi. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. I'm getting a little echo on my end, I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. I wanted to ask a question about your whale and dolphin trip that you went on with Lori. And you said that there were three blue whales that appeared. And I was wondering if there was any significance in the number, especially with this 9909 date.
Well, let's ask the records. Was there any significance in the number three? Actually, there was a very great significance of seeing three, because normally it's rare to even see one, and we saw three. And we saw three at different intervals. In fact, one came almost so close that you could really see, close to the boat, that which is so unusual, you know. And the significance of the three had to do with... I'm not trying to be religious on this, but there's what I'm hearing is it had to do basically with the Trinity of energy. Mm-hmm. So some Christians would think Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but it really was more along the lines of mind, body, spirit, the physical, the spirit, and the emotional as well. They're showing me actually a six-pointed star, so that you have the three on top and the three below. So it's so above as below, and that the three represented that, and that when you multiply three by three, that's where you get your nine.
Right.
Which is completion. And so the idea of seeing the three blue whales was the energy was talking about that the completion of their mission on the planet will actually expand. And it's funny, what they're showing me is expanding and ending at the same time. In 3 years. And so in 3 years, there are going to be the mission of the blue whales, which they're taking care of some grid work, will be complete.
In 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that helpful?
Yes.
But it's not to make you sad, because there's an expansion of their work, you know, that will occur based on what humans are able to manifest. So there's a possibility of expansion as well, that whereas the blue whale could actually become more of a human a counterpart or friend more than they are now. But it has much to do with how humans develop themselves.
A lot depends on us.
Yes, everything depends on us.
Yes.
Depends on how we handle much. Absolutely.
Okay.
Comments on that?
I guess the Trinity has caught my attention many times. So I'm just trying to understand it, why it's being brought to my attention.
Well, as it relates to you, what they're saying is it has to do with you looking inside of yourself between the past, the present, and the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about releasing the past and no longer feeling guilty for what was or was not done in the past. It's about being in the present, and so that you are really able to move into creating your future. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm. So that's what should go on my list, the guilt.
Say again?
Is that what should go on my list, to surrender the guilt?
Yeah. Absolutely surrender that guilt. Because the only way that you're actually going to be able to move forward is if you leave that guilt behind you. The guilt's not serving you.
No.
You know, and not to mention the fact there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
I mean, this is not just for you, but it's for everyone. You can sit around and worry about what should have been or what was or what happened, but the reality is nothing changes.
Right.
And so we have to really... Say again?
Oh, that was going to be my second question, is what needs to go on that list for me to surrender. So I pretty much answered that. Question. I hadn't thought about the guilt being a part of it. the worry and the fear and those things. The guilt. I didn't realize that.
It's amazing what eludes us that needs to be right in front of us, doesn't it?
Exactly. And like I said, you know, it has, you know, many kind of images that come to me and messages about the Trinity. And so it's like, well, what is... So it all makes sense.
That's good.
Right. Yeah. It's great. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That focus.
Well, the thing is we forget the guilt that we carry around.
Mm-hmm.
We forget about it, and yet it lives with us every day. And the idea here is that it we carry it, but yet we forget about it. Yet it's so much right in our face.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much eats away my thoughts, and I still find myself going back to past events. sometimes I'd kind of just like shake myself and say, hey, cut it out.
Lucita, what is your life mission?
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Yeah.
The record is asking me that?
Yes.
Or what's my life mission? It's like, I'm struggling for words, but I'll just say what I believe it is. I believe my life mission is just to do what I love to do, and that is to work with the animals. The healing that I do, my healing work. My mission is to be the healer and the teacher that I am.
And so how is the guilt serving that mission?
It's holding me back big time. It's keeping me in limbo. In the guilt, I'm not feeling the joy. And and when I do my work, I am in joy. It feels like it splits me and it takes me to the past instead of the future. Definitely not serving me. I feel like it keeps me enslaved, actually. That's the good word.
Yeah.
And
so the idea here is that if it keeps you enslaved, then it's not serving you, and it's really something that needs to be released, because it not only does it prevent your joy, but it prevents you from moving forward and doing what you love, which creates more shame and more guilt.
Yes, as the shame gets amplified. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you start thinking about the past or about the guilt that you're feeling about whatever happened in the past, you really need to be able to embrace that past and thank it for being there, release it, and it's almost like every time you think of it, you have to cut that cord. And again, the cliche could be think about it as a balloon, but the idea is cut it. Because every time you cut a little bit more, it makes you feel lighter and lighter.
Okay.
Okay. So the idea is you worry about your guilt, and all of a sudden you come back to consciousness and saying, "This isn't serving me right now," and you cut this. You take a deep breath. You say, "My mission is," and you restate your mission.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually that will really move into creating a new groove.
Okay.
Do you remember the grace points?
Yes. Yes.
We use those grace points to release them.
Okay. And start now and today.
And make your list. You know, make your list of all that you want to release.
So it's going to be a pretty powerful day, Wednesday, huh?
I would say it is.
Okay.
But you know, some people are going to feel powerful and some people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, either way, it's okay.
That's true.
Some people are going to...
I actually want to hold that intention that it is powerful and be done with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is again, how much do we want to release? You know, for those people who are listening to the program, it's going to be more powerful maybe if they do the exercise rather than people who haven't listened to the program and do nothing.
Right.
So people who are listening have a real opportunity to shift their consciousness.
Oh, that's what it is. Anything else, it's an opportunity.
Yeah. An opportunity to shift consciousness. A lot of people think 2012 is terrible, and they're worried and worried and worried and worried. And boy, you know, there's a lot of people who are going to get what they wish for.
Right. But holding on to the guilt and past and the worry, it's kind of playing that. Stating what we wish for all the time, isn't it?
What do you mean?
If it's in your thoughts, it's in my thoughts, and I'm just manifesting that same state of being over and
right.
over.
And you keep reliving it, and then not just you, but other people. You kind of wonder, why do I draw these negative things to me? Well, because you haven't released, you know, and you're still living within the same groove of a pattern.
Right. So, thank you for coming back to the show.
You're welcome.
I was waiting for you.
I really didn't mean to be on so long. It's just kind of
And congratulations on your sons and your new daughters. It's a wonderful thing.
It's a good, yes, it is, and I'm proud of my kids. They're good kids, so.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing and a half.
Absolutely. Tell Serena I said hello, by the way.
I will. I'll talk to her soon here. So,
okay.
Take care, and love you dearly.
And by the way, you know, where are you living now?
I'm in Burns, Oregon still.
Oh, you're still in Oregon? Okay. All right, well, you're a wonderful, you know, healer. If you'd like to, do you want to give your email out so if people need any animal healings? Because you do small and large animals, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so if you'd like to give your contact information, please do.
Oh, right here now?
Right now.
Sure. Okay, well, it's my email is my first name, Lucita, and it's animal, animal, healing, ATIALING at yahoo.com. And my phone number is 541-647-0374. And I'm willing to travel.
There you go.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
All right. You keep up the wonderful work.
I will. God bless.
Bye-bye. Take care. Thanks for calling in.
You're
okay, honey. Bye-bye. Well, I was really glad to hear from Lucita because she's a favorite of mine. She sends in email questions all the time, and it's really good to hear from her live. And I do hope you guys, folks, anybody out there that has any animals in the or that general vicinity, you know, or wherever, I think she does distance work too over the phone. But so I think I really recommend you give her a call. And if you'd like to call me for a private consultation where we can expand your records and open your records and see what's going on in your life, that's great. You can call me privately at 216-691-1233. Also, if you'd like to sponsor me to come into your area, I have Prayer Will Travel, and I do lectures as well as workshops all over the country. But it is time now for us to say goodnight. Oh, my goodness, the time has flown. I'm so glad that you were there and you were listening. I thank Lucita for calling in. And thank you for being the inspiration that you are. You're the reason I do this show. I do it because this is part of my service. And I hope that you have found benefit. That's what's important. So I want to close the records of the workshop or the class or the radio show, whatever you felt it was for you tonight. Remember, journaling is sometimes your best outlet. So be sure to journal your insights and communicate with your guidance. And so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening to this program tonight, Akashic Wisdom on BBS Radio on September 6, 2009, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. We hope you all say amen. Have a miracle-filled week, and I will talk to you next week, and we'll have a wonderful time. Okay, actually, next week, I'm going to be at the dedication for my daughter's building, for the nonprofit building, and I hope I'll be here live, but if I'm not, I'll pick a good program out, and I'll be here the weekend after. Okay, I love you all so much. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.